Another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello. I went to the movies. We're very fortunate around here because we have a pretty wide variety of English language movies. There's probably ultimately more French language movies than English, but there's lots of English language movies to select from. Last night, the one that we chose was Downton Abbey, the grand finale. Mind you, it was a Monday night, but we were only two of four people in the theater. So my thought was, this movie is not going to do very well. And I was thinking that when I got around to looking at the Rotten Tomatoes, the tomato meter, that it would be like through the cellar. But no, in fact, it was not the case. It has, the critics gave it a 91% approval, and general audience rating was 96. So this was more of a blowout than I certainly would have expected afterwards. More to the point, though, my husband and I enjoyed it. We have always, over the years, enjoyed the Downton Abbey series, which was on for many, many years. But it was so sedate. So genteel, and it was so British that we thought, no one is going to come and see this. And if they do come and see this, they're going to just maybe laugh themselves out of the theater. I don't know. But it kept the attention very well. There was nothing spectacularly, there were no great dramatic moments. But the story was, as many of the critics have said, essentially just a very nice way to say goodbye to this group of people who have been working together, is more or less off and on now for years. The TV series was on for years and years. And then there were several movies that came afterwards. And this is apparently the last one, the grand finale, as they say in the title. I'm not entirely sure it is, in fact, the grand finale. I have a feeling that someone may look at this and say, well, look, we did very well with that grand finale. Maybe we'll just Downton Abbey the Next Generation or something like that. But sort of no big surprise. It was sort of the end of an era for the Crawley family and everybody else. They had so many of the original cast members in there, and they've essentially all evolved. And some have evolved a lot. Lady Mary, who seems to be sort of essentially the de facto star, she's in a bit of trouble at the beginning, and people are shunning her. It is by the way 1930, and the whole, you know, the sets are beautiful and the costumes are gorgeous, and everybody is so, as I say, so genteel and sweet, mostly sweet. There's a few characters who are really hard on Mary, for example, and when she really doesn't deserve it. So we figure those people are not getting my vote for the next time. What we missed the most in this movie was the presence of Maggie Smith, who died not that long ago, but, you know, within the past several years. And she was, I think for many people, the mainstay of Downton Abbey. She appeared to have such a good sense of humor. She's always been a fine actress, and she had a character. People would give their left arms to have that character as their movie persona. So she was clearly she was in there sort of in spirit. There was a large picture of her hanging in the Downton Abbey hallway, and you know, people were talking quite a bit about Grandmama's influence and who was going to pick up the mantle from Grandmama. So if you liked Downton Abbey, the series, and maybe the movie or two that followed, you will enjoy this one. We found it enjoyable, but a bit slow. And not really any surprises. But on the other hand, that was kind of what we expected. We knew there wasn't going to be anything that was going to cause Downton Abbey to somehow sink under the waves of of it was worth going to see. We did enjoy it. We would recommend it to people who are already Downton Abbey aficionados. And you'll come away with a feeling like, oh, I'm glad that's how it ended. Because mostly it ends on a very upbeat note. And we wouldn't want the Crawley family to go out any other way except as an upbeat family. And that's essentially what happens. I'm not sure what many of these people will be doing now that their Downton Abbey careers have ended. Certainly, the actress who plays Lady Mary has already been in a number of things, and she's a bona fide star. And some of the others too. You say, oh yes, right now I remember. I've seen them more recently in such and such a movie. So it is a very one of the reviewers here. I'll read just because they said it better than I would. It's as soothing as a cup of tea while providing a satisfying amount of closure. The grand finale, which is what this movie is called, Downton Abbey, it is a worthy send-off for Downton Abbey. And the audience, also, the always sartorially impeccable Downton Abbey, the grand finale, delivers a satisfying and heartfelt closure to our beloved saga. A farewell truly befitting the Crawleys. And that's a wonderful way to describe it. That's exactly what it was. No big surprises, no, certainly no catastrophes, but lots of good, solid acting and a story that really does wrap up the Downton Abbey series. So I think I would definitely have to say that, yeah, go ahead and see it. And you'll probably be pretty, not lonely, but maybe you will have your choice of seats in the theater because really, I don't think it's attracting all that many clientele in this part of the world. And as we noted on our way home, there are so many really solid, interesting, original, fun, or scary or movies out there. There's many movies to choose from. And as I said, we do have a wide variety of English language movies. So that's let me see what's coming down the pike next. We have coming attractions. We have several movies, again, English, which are starting next week. Frankly, none of which I have heard of. Doesn't mean they're not any good, but it's just that they're kind of lesser known, I guess, certainly to me. And I have a feeling if I haven't heard of them, not many people. There's one coming called A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. Anyway, A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. That's starting on the 19th of September. They always start on a Friday, so you can be sure it's a Friday. And this one has a heck of a cast. Margot Robbie is the female lead. Colin Farrell, who's since his television debut as a character you would never expect him to be, he has become even more of a star than he had been before, and he also just happens to be a very good solid actor. So that movie is coming on the 19th, and it's called A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. So you might want to check that one out and see if it's one that you would like to head off to the theater to see. Anyway, I suspect that the Downton Abbey, the grand finale, will be there for a few weeks anyway. Maybe not as many weeks as one would have thought, or as many weeks as you're going to find in somewhere like Montreal, but it'll be there for a while. And again, if you're a big fan, you like the characters, you like the story, you like the setting, you just like the ambiance, go see it, because it is very likely the last of the Downton Abbey movies. So that's it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Sounds like a good movie. So have a great week, and
it is a good movie. Yeah, I would again go see it unless you always hated Downton Abbey. Don't go see it.
Thanks very much. Have a great week.